Bezos supposed to go to space today at 9 a.m. We'll be carefully watching that. I think they want me to stay around on TV a little longer.
Well, you are the space guy.
That's right. Who else could handle it?
Which is really kind of terrible. Because remember, I'm just the guy that happens to watch a lot of space movies and documentaries, where normally the job of an analyst or somebody like that is a scientist. So really, to use me as the expert isn't the best idea.
But you know? you're the closest that they have.
Yeah, because for me, it's a lot of, in Star Trek.
Oh my gosh.
Let's do a little something we do every Tuesday on the show. On Tuesdays, we do cross exam with Jay Towers in the morning. Allison, how's that work?
We ask each other three questions, sometimes mostly silly, sometimes serious, always entertaining. And it's fun to play along in the car when you get to work later at the dinner table with your family.
All right, here we go. Three questions. Would you rather get too little sleep or too little to eat daily? Would you rather get too little sleep or too little to eat daily? I'll answer that. I'd rather get too little to eat daily. It could only help me. And
I was thinking the same thing.
Could always go to sleep.
I think all of our brains went right there.
Of course.
We may not like less food, but could benefit from it.
Yeah. So we're all in agreement. None of us are giving up the sleep.
You know what? I have such a weird sleep schedule anyway. I mean, some people might argue that just in life I get less sleep. Like, I sleep in three shifts. I sleep in two and a half to three hour shifts.
Yeah.
Throughout the day.
It drives me nuts.
You sleep like some of the union workers I know work, in the sense that they they get this amount of breaks. They get this amount of, they get this much time for lunch. That's like you. You get this amount of sleep. You get you come back.
She has a split shift.
Yeah, you have a split shift. That's it.
But total, when you add it all up, I'm getting 8 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. You do it in the way most doctors say isn't right, but that's what? It works for you.
It's right. Yeah.
Question number two. This is a weird one. Would you rather steal someone's thunder or give them a taste of their own medicine? I think anybody that steals your thunder is a jerk. So I'd rather give someone a taste of their own medicine.
Okay, I get it now. I get it. At first, I didn't understand the question because I thought one thing is mean and one thing is nice. Stealing someone's thunder it can also be mean.
Yeah, no, we all know that one person who they're there, you're at a party to celebrate someone's engagement, and that had to be the time where you had to announce
your
that you were pregnant.
Yes. Right, something
like that.
So that's the stealing the thunder.
That's it.
Right. But a taste of their own medicine is what? Like, the wise guy that roasts you all the time, you roast him in front of everybody?
Hey, you want to show up 30 minutes late to a restaurant that I'm sitting and waiting for you at? I'll do the exact same thing to you next time we're going out to eat.
Okay.
Or someone tries to set you up to ruin your entire life.
So you do dish it right back?
Oh my God, please give me the opportunity. Please. I still hold out hope.
Some days I think you're getting better than other days.
And then
I
don't.
It's like just as present as it was
in the beginning
5 years ago.
You had this good dip. And, last question. Would you rather have too many allergies or too many phobias? I'm going with I'd rather have phobias than allergies, because the allergies... Like, what if it was something, what I was allergic to something I loved, then I'd be bummed. At least a phobia, I can get counseling or
therapy. And some allergies can be deadly.
Sure,
if you don't get to, that EpiPen?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And as someone who has many, many phobias, you can live, you can happily exist with them.
Your phobias have actually become allergies.
Yes, that's right.
I'll go with phobias as well.
Phobias?
Yeah.
Wow, what a game. I like today's game today. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of... consensus, right?
Therapy.
Is that right? There we go.
Yeah, there was a lot of consensus.
Is that right?
An agreement.
Agreement, yeah.
You're right.
All right. I concur. 100.3 WNIC. Thank you.